Good morning. We're reading from Shamati, page Kuf Pei Gimel, article Kuf Tzadik, 180. Every act leaves an impression. You can ask questions on www.kab.tv, chosen questions related to the studied material will be aired. Kuf Pei Gimel, that's 183, article 190, every act leaves an imprint. He asked, if the redemption of our land from the oppressors is affecting us, we have been rewarded with liberation from the burden of the nations, and have become like all the nations, where one is not enslaved to another. And if that freedom has acted upon us, so that we would have some sensation of the servitude of the Creator, and he said that we should not think that it does not affect us, that no change appears in this servitude from that freedom. This is impossible, since the Creator does not act in vain. Rather, everything he does affects us for better or for worse. Meaning that we go through different states, each individual and each individual in particular, and also the whole nation in whole, that you have to be, it has to be registered, imprinted, assimilated in our will to receive, for it to finally come to a state where it could cling on to the Creator, compare with Him completely. Like he says that we have the 613 advices and 613 deposits. In the advices, we turn, we make out of our will to receive all the forms similar to the Creator, and the 613 deposits, we fulfill these forms, these corrected desires, and by this we truly become like Him. The matter of freedom is a very confused matter for us. First of all, it seems to us today, in our increased ego, that the freedom of each and every one is the extent to which he does not depend upon others. Democracy, leave me alone, I have an apartment, I have my own room, even my own apartment. I do not belong to anyone, I don't even want to be married, I don't want to depend on anyone. And this is how each one feels because of his ego. And we see how this thing has developed during the last few decades. And it's going to increase. On the one hand, that's the way it is. On the other hand, it is found that the upper system, the system of Adam HaRishon, it is organized so that all of us have to be tied with one another. So where is the freedom? Where is the I? Not depending upon anyone. Democracy. Leave me alone. How come? I'm being obliged, forced, compelled. As if it seems as if it once existed that people have to survive this way, or they were primitive, but today, it's impossible. No.
As of.
Let it go. And so we have to understand that the general system hasn't changed. But we are in the system of souls, depending on each other, tied with each other, like cogwheels, like Baal HaSulam explains to us in the article of the freedom, and we have no choice. The system, it works. We're in it. Us not being matchable, compatible to it, Each one wants to turn in a different direction. He can turn in a different direction. Nature nonetheless turns him in the correct direction through a process called in its time. But his resistance, by this resistance, he creates all the terrible suffering that we feel as the ever-growing suffering upon each individual and upon the general, the whole. So each such thing we talk about, it has to be compared, equal to this whole system of nature, where none of us have freedom, but our freedom comes from the nature that interferes with us making the integral, general, mutual actions in a conscious fashion, necessity, understanding, and recognition. The complete opposite to what the modern person thinks. And he has to go through many beatings yet in order to turn all of his definitions, freedom, in order to understand that he will not succeed in it, in his current nature, that his ego is destroying him, that it is stopping him from moving along with all the rest like he's supposed to do according to nature. And then the ego that stops him in this stop, in this resistance, the ego itself creates all the problems and all the suffering that he has. And of course, to the extent to which the will to receive will grow, and this happens from day to day. And as much as each one will feel himself that he is not, he doesn't care about the others, we see this especially happening with the people of Israel. And we'll see it not only with our politicians, but according to the ordinary people on the street, that no one wants to have anything to do with all the others. And we're building our regime in order to guard the individual and not to take the whole, the collective, into consideration whatsoever. And the more it will grow accordingly, the more suffering will we feel, more trouble, more problems. Till this nature, till these sufferings themselves will bring us to the recognition that there is a calculation here, that the calculation is not with the individual or the whole, the freedom, but the freedom of what is called the angel of death, my ego that pushes me to be isolated from the others. And according to the law of nature, I have to be connected in all my desires and all my thoughts with the others, and I have no freedom left, no freedom from the others. In all of the different thousands of desires and thoughts that go by and are born from, are procreated from within me, by me, there's no such thing. If we could see, it's like in our body. There's no cell in the body that is not tied to the general body, to the whole body. There is no such action that is not connected with the rest of the actions of the body. And the whole body passes through it, arranges it without asking it. And its purpose is to be devoted to the body. This way, we must be tied with each other. And to come to it, despite our ego, this means to come to freedom. So look to which extent the term of freedom is deformed with us. When we're talking about freedom and the holiday of the freedom, so intuitively or as an association, it sounds like something nice and pleasant and freedom. True. And now from your descriptions, it sounds like rape punishment, the most sophisticated prison ever. It all depends on what a person determines as important. If he starts understanding in his term of freedom that the freedom is not from others, not from nature, not from the Creator, but it's freedom from his nature. Not that I can push, distance the foreign, the strange, and be on my own. This is the freedom. But the freedom is where I wish to distance my ego and be devoted to the others. This is the freedom. This is my purpose. So, turns out, everything depends on the importance, the recognition, the understanding of the system of the divine nature, where we are. And this work, of course, it comes to us against our own will. No one chooses this. No one can agree with this to begin with. Give anyone, each one the ability. He'll make the world completely opposite to the Creator, that's for sure, and each one according to his own ego. But from lack of any other choice, either in its time or by hastening, will have to advance to the integral form. And we see today all the scientists and the sociologists begin to understand, and also the politicians, although they're the last one to understand and the world is round and we're tied with each other, although we're still incapable to begin and change ourselves accordingly. We see that we perform evil in the world, in our industry, in the connection between us, in everything. But we do not have the kelim, we do not have the power, we do not have the picture of how to do it according to what we discover. Today, we already discover in the world that we are in tight connections between us. But we're still lacking the understanding of the complete system, and especially how to start all of this. And until the Kabbalah will be discovered completely and will be accepted upon everyone, it won't happen. It will certainly not happen, because you have no other wisdom, no other science that tells you about this general system. The ordinary science can't explain to you about this system, because it's called a divine system. It's not simply a system where everyone is tied, but everyone is tied. We're all tied with one another according to love and others thyself. This is terrible. Being tied with each other, we're discovering this today also. But to come and solve the problem where I fit, I match the system of nature, this is a very big problem standing before humanity. And this is precisely what we've just described. And instead of a person wanting to be free of everybody, he needs to want to be free of his ego. And now we, with our globalization, will have to solve the problem where each one and the nations and the people will understand that instead of being free from the others, of the others, we have to be in connection with the others, in a tight connection with the whole world like one body. And this necessity, this importance, this system, we'll have to open it for everyone, for it to be as obvious for a man as the afternoon sun. That's the problem. This means the necessity and the importance of the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And here, as much as it seems to us as a problem, perception, understanding, how can those miserable ones, these crude ones, understand, perceive this thing. Yes, we can do this, because in the small group like ours, it's much harder to digest this common sense, this perception, this global understanding of the system, of the whole world. If people begin to think about this around the whole world, the person, he gets this thought, begins to believe in it, he has no choice, and he begins to believe in it as a natural thing, because naturally we're connected. And suddenly I begin to think, yes, certainly, all I need is necessity, and you can take all the rest from me, and it will be like this in the whole world, and I already agree to this without looking at the whole world, that by this I reach the correct state, the proper state. Why? Because it's the most important thing. Why it's the most important thing? Because it was implanted in my mind. That's the way it is. Therefore, dissemination and the rumor around the whole world that eventually it... that this rumor that will pass like a wave, it will come to everyone without knowing, understanding, digesting. It's not like we work with our minds and with our strength against our ego. For them, it's going to be simple, like, what, it's not obvious. They'll accept it this way. Although, today, it is a thing that is hated and most opposed to our nature. Only in rumor, knowledge, and understanding of the importance of the matter. Therefore, although the term of freedom that Kabbalah talks about, the Torah talks about, Torah, it's a bit confused. Better to use than the word Torah, the name Kabbalah. It's freedom from the angel of death, meaning from man's ego, in order to connect with the others and be devoted to the others. And so each and every nation to the whole, towards the whole world, although it is the opposite. And this oppositeness, it does not comprise a problem. Because a person, besides the groups of Kabbalists that deal with it, engage in it, all the rest of humanity will get these thoughts like an infusion. Very simple. It washes the world and that's it. You're talking about freedom as freedom from the ego, the freedom of the angel of death. This is the opinion of the Torah. From here, one can understand that after you attain this freedom, you merit life. Maybe you can describe a bit, what is this life? Because freedom in total, what can you sell in short? How can you sell this term freedom? Freedom from the angel of death, it's the greatest happiness, joy, if you're talking about the angel of death and being rid of it. If you think that he's the angel of life, he gives you all of your life, all of your vitality. He gives you a nice feeling, happiness and everything in this life. By money, honor, dominion, you enjoy this life. So, of course, if so, you do not come out of the dominion, from under the dominion of the angel of death. It's not that you need to get a certain reward for coming out of the condition of your ego into the dominion of the environment upon you. But this in itself is the reward. A result being you coming to the recognition of divinity, because Elohim, the Creator, is what exists within the group, the feeling of perfection, wholeness, eternity. But actually, it's only for beginners, a person that begins the work, gets into the work and action, and begins to digest what's happening with him, and he begins to understand what the ego is doing to him. He reaches a state where he sees that only to get rid of it is already the reward. First of all comes the recognition of evil. And therefore in Kabbalah, the action itself, it includes both the reason and the action and its end, and the essence and the desired reward. Everything exists within the action itself, otherwise it's not whole. I work here and later on I get money in the bank. I do you a favor and afterwards I'll have something good in life. This is something that's not good. Buy and sell. It's unwhole, incomplete. This is the way it is with our ego, because on the one hand we give up in order to receive, on the other hand. But it's for I have no choice. If I could, I would have only received. But this is not the complete form, the whole form. This whole form is that the moment I perform the action, I have the immediate reward, and I do not discern between the two. Therefore, the freedom of the angel of death, I understand in my ego that it is the angel of death. I work in order to turn it from being the angel of death into the angel of life. And in it, I accept, I receive the revelation of His godliness. In this ego, I receive the adhesion, and there I feel my upper world, the internal world, the eternal world, not one for the other, in return for the other. Therefore, you've asked, what can I say in return for this? What can I tell myself or tell anyone else? What is being received? So we have to come to an understanding that in the place where I have felt and discovered that this is bad for me, on that spot, in that place, it's like I've discovered a terrible illness. I cure this place. I feel my life there. And this is everything for me. In that same spot, in that same place, on that same spot. So the freedom of the angel of death and the revelation of the angel of life, that will be the angel of death to be the holy angel. It all exists within man, within the ego that once existed and later on will be corrected. If we will look at it more broadly, the Israeli nation, 2008, holiday of Pesach, how do you see a person with respect to this term of freedom? Is it distant, close, attainable? What do we have to do in order to attain it? There are changes that we can identify externally in the group. There are internal changes that a person doesn't even know, but he changes, and he doesn't really understand how does he change. Only afterwards, the quantitative small changes, they take a leap and turn into qualitative changes in understanding, relation towards himself, towards the government, towards those who take the decisions, those that seemingly take care of him, and they stand securing him, guarding him. Man, altogether or in total, he begins to correctly read his environment. And all these beatings we're going through with ourselves, with the government, with the army, with our enemies, the neighbors, All this is built in general or in total in a wondrous way from within the ego itself. There is no artificial building or structure here, but we build from within our ego these states, these conditions. It's merely a copy from our ego, as much as each one wants to use his ego and being detached from the society, from the people. Exactly, we see this copy and the problems with our neighbors and the inner problems within the country. And therefore, the changes, they exist. What do I see? I nonetheless hope that these changes will be more shiny. Will be more rapid. It depends only on the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah, where the power of the Kabbalah, it provokes the light, and within it we can see, or by it we can see the darkness. And if the beatings themselves go upon the living degree, it can't advance it. But beatings where we feel the purposefulness of them, and the causefulness, and the process they come through, beatings that have to do with the general system, that are a result of a certain system, when we'll discover this, digest it. All this depends solely on the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. So I hope we will have more and more such operations, and by our powers we'll speed up the dissemination of Kabbalah. It depends only on this, the extent to which the scale of merit will be stronger than the scale of demerit. And only this way will we advance to the correction of building the nation above the ego as one man and one heart in brotherly love as quickly as possible without the great sufferings and the danger of being eradicated. The peace of the world and the freedom of the world depend upon this completely. Because if Israel will perform this correction to the tiniest bit, immediately we'll feel a radical change, an essential change from the world towards Israel. Instead of rejecting them and disregarding them, they'll suddenly begin to understand their importance, their uniqueness, that they have a method of correction. Not that, God forbid, I have something special, but that I have a method. That is the method of the correction of the world. And that's it. And we'll be happy to pass it on to the whole world. So everything actually depends on the rate at which we'll disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah. The freedom of each individual and the freedom of the country and the independence of man and of the country and of the world. It all solely depends upon those who have this method in their hands, namely us. And so as a result of this importance, now everyone and the whole organization must take into consideration what is upon him to do, that there is nothing more important, that it's truly our life and each and every moment so. Because you can't turn to anyone, neither in the nation of Israel or in the world, to accuse him somehow, bring him morals, because to begin with, he has not the ability, the tools to understand you and stand and understand and inquire what are we talking about. But only, it turns out that only the owners of the method are to blame for the world not yet being corrected. the moment you can disperse the method, explain it, disseminate it, teach it. We have no opportunity or ability to say that the world is to blame for something at all. Yes? Michael from St. Louis is asking, in the States, the freedom of the individual is extremely appreciated. How can we explain that the freedom is ours being tied to one another? The Americans are very advanced. It's a very advanced people, a very advanced nation. I hope they will understand quickly how opposite to the truth they are. And by this, certainly they are more advanced than the Europeans. Yes. They've already elevated the egoistic freedom to such a height that it begins to return back at them like a boomerang, and they're beginning to eat it up really good. And I hope that soon understandings will come to them, beatings, as a result or from within this democracy, where they will understand that they're opposite to nature. They're opposite to globalization. Each one isolating himself from the others, it's nice for the ego. I'd say even 20 or 30 years ago, they passed the peak point where it was the ideal of the nation. And from that point on, they began to decline. They still don't understand it, but they saw that to provide each one according to his ego, a house, a few cars, a place of work, everything is fine. For this, they have to eat the whole world, and it's also not enough for them, because it's impossible. For this, you have to be served by more and more billions. So the state already comes to an ending. And today we see this. And by this, America, it's like a laboratory for the whole world, where these experiments are being made. All nations were gathered there in order for each one, not even as a small nation, but as an individual, to develop himself, and the extent to which it will now collapse. But in this consciousness, of course, they are more advanced than all the rest, and much more advanced compared with Europe. It's you can't measure it, and the rest of the world is in the medieval ages. But it's enough. It's enough in a system where not everyone has to go through all those ways, passages, but it's enough for it to take place in one part. And since there is a global connection in the whole world, it will affect everyone so that as a result, they'll begin to change. You'll see how in Russia, there were different revolutions being and it was enough to affect the whole world in order to keep themselves from it. In the general body, it is enough for a certain organ to bring the problem up, and the whole body is included by it. Therefore, the holiday of freedom in America, it will invert, I hope, very quickly. They have to be in freedom from their beautiful ideas, with heart on their with a hand on their egoistic hearts, to elevate themselves. Again, It's not with disregard, with respect to what is trying, what was trying to be done, but since it is opposite to the system of nature, then they will have to change it. Yes. Moses from Los Angeles is asking, how can we as a group in a kli, how are we supposed to refer to or ascribe to the ever-growing crisis? We have to unite amongst ourselves only in the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's it. Bala Sulam, he writes that the purpose of man is either to reach the adhesion with the Creator or disseminate this knowledge to everyone, and by this support everyone by it. And I see that our generation, it is a generation that has to deal more in dissemination than even in self-exertion, self-recognition, meaning that if a person has two ways, for instance, like Bala Sulam did, instead of coming and reaching the peak of adhesion and the recognition of the Creator, he says, no, I have to come down and I have to help them. So our place has to be more in dissemination than in anything else, even on account, seemingly on account of our own advancement, because one does not contradict the other in our case, because as much as we'll disseminate in width, accordingly we'll ascend in height. So dissemination, especially what it, the question from Los Angeles and among the Israelis there, it's extremely important there. And as a result, you should make a calculation. To which extent is he in the general system or not? Each one according to as much as he can. I want to ask about how will man accept this change, as Asaf is asking. Let's say, for instance, a person that studies Kabbalah is a small group. He engages in Kabbalah and gradually develops a state of I'm lovesick being towards that system. You said that it happened in man, in the ordinary person, naturally. Can you describe how will this, not globally everyone together, but how will he think, what will he suddenly think? Because today, if a person thinks seemingly altruistically, it's the thought of how do I make a green economy, etc. So they reach a state where neither the green economy nor beautiful things, nice things towards one another, and neither guarding our children, change in education, no matter what, nothing will help. But you have to come to the recognition of the system in which you're in. The problem is that we, according to our brains, we continue thinking. Someone smart says, let's burn less. Al Gore is saying, let's not chop down trees. Someone else says, we have to burn less something. Stop with oil. Let's turn to something else. There can be 1,000 different pieces of advice. Each advice is not in order to change a person, but how to decrease the collision with nature. Simply so, I, by chopping down trees, do something negative in the world. By this, I kill the oceans, etc., etc., etc. So to do less of that, meaning they do not identify the reason, the cause for all evil is not that you harm the world physically. This, of course, also. But it has to be for a different reason, for you wanting to be connected globally to everyone meaning not to trees or let the animals live, or not to litter, but you have to be tied to the complete human system as one man in one heart to come to the Arvut and the whole world in order to discover there the adhesion with the Creator. What connection is there between the two? Because this is the goal. This is called the system. So you, instead of handling the problem, you think, I will ease it up. I will take a relaxing pill instead of going off for operation. There are these wise guys, instead of going for an operation, I'll rub something on the outside, and it doesn't help, because meanwhile you're not handling the root. So it turns out that only the dissemination of Kabbalah that will bring the method of how will we be nice to each other, and through the nation, the United Nations will take different decisions. It's nothing. It's the opposite. It will only cause negatively, through the beatings, the understanding that we do not understand what nature, what God demands of us, what that system of Elohim demands from us. Therefore, instead of all the foolish things they do and being happy about it, we've succeeded, soon we'll be rid of oil. This will really, you have no more fish in the sea. So now we'll have, we'll make fish pools around the whole world. Instead of an ocean, we'll have fish pools. You understand? What foolish things a person is going to do. And by this, he will not ease his situation up at all. Half of humanity is surplus from 7.5 billion. From 7 billion, 3.5 billion, we don't need them. Only we don't know how to kill them. Why are you so? You're so beautiful. You don't want to hear about it. On the inside, everyone understands it. Only no one wants to say about it. From 7 billion, 4 billion are surplus. What do you do? How do you kill? On the one hand, we can't. On the other hand, if there won't be 4 billion, we think that the world will be better. 3 billion, Earth can take it. We wouldn't have littered that much. There wouldn't have been terror, because it all comes from the surplus people. Someone needs Africa. Let it burn. Asia brings only problems to Europe, etc., etc. You think, a person, he thinks, I'm getting a bit into a person's thoughts. I can tell you how each one, really, and what happiness and what love he would have butchered the other, all in not having anything in return, and God forbid, without the pollution of air. So against all these inclinations and thoughts and true facts that are being discovered now in the world, it's a fact that half of the population is surplus. A person, he destroys nature, and life can no longer exist on Earth. According to science, we discover that there are things that it's simply forbidden to tell a man, a person. Why to make such confusions in man that... So it turns out that from all this, you will not be able to get rid of it, but by the two possibilities, like Balasulam says, two options, either third world war and afterwards the fourth. Even the third is not enough. You understand what he says? The fourth, the atomic, that by this we will eradicate everyone as much as our left will be left. Or the problem is to arrange the system, and then everyone has the importance and place, and the world is created for him, and it's hard for us to understand, but then when you see the system that is discovered for to you, when you get the proper explanation, everything comes along then. And man, which is at the peak of creation, this pyramid, if he will arrange himself correctly, all the rest of the systems beneath him, the living and vegetative and still, will immediately receive the power, the correct power of vitality, and they'll have no problem. And suddenly you'll see ecology and the living world and the vegetative world. Everything suddenly becomes, you know, you'll have fruits like the spies. I'm telling you seriously, because everything depends on the light that we are capable of drawing to our world, to our degree. And to our degree, by being close to one another, we'll draw the light naturally. You won't need all of this genetics that we're eating. You won't need anything. Nature itself, from within this general system, tied with man and divinity together, it will bring each and every one. As much as we procreate people, each one will have plenty. You don't need all of these duplications which the biologists make. It's like Balasulam says that our earth is, it can withhold everyone. The only problem is in arranging the human system. Therefore, the freedom of the angel of death is the only problem standing before us. And meanwhile, the angel of death is as freedom for us. This is the symbol of our freedom, to be isolated from all the others, not depend upon all the others. Let me go. This is the way I am. This is how we've risen to the peak of existence. Talk today to any kid in school. What? Leave me alone. I'm on my own. What do you want? What's police? What's court? I'm in freedom, looking where we're living. A person has no understanding whatsoever that by this he's like a cancerous cell. He isolates himself, and by this he comes to an end. Our ego obliges us, it pushes us to do so. Again, we return to not having any method that can explain it to a person, to bring evidence that there is no choice, but he has to be tied with the general system of Adam Rishon, besides the wisdom of Kabbalah. Therefore, if we want to celebrate the holiday of freedom, we have to disseminate Kabbalah with all our might, by all means, to each and every one. By this, we will reach dissemination. We will reach freedom. The freedom and the independence is from the angel of death, our ego, and only that. When I look at the others, I see different lumps of meat around me. I don't feel them. How can I reach love if I do not come to the feeling, to the sensation? This is the matter of study. I didn't like many things in life. Afterwards, I felt their importance towards myself, that it is worthwhile for me, that I'm incapable without it, that these are things that are truly necessary. I began to love them. Love or hatred depends on the importance towards man, and no other way. I look at my small children. I also see them as lumps of meat. You have children, yes. You look at them as a lump of meat or a bit more than that. So eat them. Why don't you eat them? Butcher them. Put them into the fridge. You have food for a week. What's the problem? They're already grown up. I'm not laughing. You don't understand the extent to which a person behaves this way. He doesn't refer to others this way. He said it himself. They're lumps of meat. So what's the difference? Very few people do I know them, feel them, all the rest. I don't feel as. I see a face, don't know him. So the matter is importance, like I said, that this is importance for you because it is yours. You feel it being yours. And them, you don't feel them being yours. If you would have seen, like you see in a microscope, or I would have seen in x-rays what's happening within. I saw my liver. And the doctor said, after I had the accident, and he said, you see, this part, we'll have to cut it off. It's not that good. And this part will keep it. Maybe you'll stay alive. So I looked at it and I saw that. Did you see liver in the store being sold to you? I thought, what do I want to say? We need to see whether it's mine or not mine. It's in the shop where I see it. Through the glass in a fridge, or I see it on the screen that it is within me. Is there a difference or not? There is a difference. So if you would have felt this way towards humanity, them being within, and maybe you'll stay alive, or you won't stay alive, that you're in danger. If this part is not yours, you won't live. And if this part is yours and will join all the others, you will live. So you would have referred to it differently, not like to a kilogram of meat. Yes? A question from Israel. What should we do? What should I do if I want to be on my own and for others to just leave me alone? Oh. There are people that choose to still escape. Maybe there are still such places where they're almost alone. You see, they escape to India, even further to the Pacific. I see that there is an advertisement. You leave the whole world. You're there on your own. You really throw everything away. We depict freedom for ourselves so beautifully. First of all, economical wealth is freedom. You don't depend on anyone. Distance of place from others is freedom. Etc., etc. The ego that gives us different forms, the forms of domination upon the others on the one hand, and the forms of detachment from their domination upon me on the other hand, it brings us this term of freedom. As much as I can dominate the others, I'm called the more free I'm called. The more the others cannot dominate me, control me, I'm called free. This is called the holiday of freedom, completely opposed to Kabbalah. So what are we celebrating? We're celebrating our ego, the celebration of our ego that elevates us to the peak of stench. I'm strong, I'm more. It's good. This is supposed to be this way as the essential thing for existence. You have to fight. But along with it, you have to understand that it's not a correction. But I'm fighting now, since at the time being, I'm not equipped with a masach. So instead of the masach, I have problems in this world and I must fight them. But along with it, I have to understand that by fighting, I only bring upon myself a certain condition that I'm going to correct myself by the screen, by the connection with the others. Like King David, he's an example. 40 years, he used to fight the conqueror of King David. He did this against the Malchut, against the kingship. And it is the, and along with it, he wrote Psalms. That is the peak of a Titian with the Creator. Therefore, he's called King of Israel. So, to walk this way, to take this path, it means to be in a tendency for freedom. Yes? History has proved that in name of the most beautiful ideas like liberty and freedom, we're the most terrible wars. Who is to promise us now that someone will not go and execute all those that want to isolate themselves? Wait, where is it written that it has to be done? No, but it's always this way, that there's a beautiful idea and someone understands it as having to make war in order to advance this. War has to be made only in one thing. Once again, war is only in order to disseminate Kabbalah and bring each and every one the depiction of the whole system to be before his eyes, like on a microscope, through a microscope, or on a movie. I don't know how to express it for him to see this. The extent to which he's tied with the others, nothing will help him, but to connect with them according to what he'll see in nature, according to what you'll explain to him. You need to only bring him a picture from nature. The same as he's being brought now, things that are tied together, but he's not brought the method of identifying himself with it. How can I truly realize these things that seem so fantastic to me? Unrealistic to think about everyone like one man, one heart, all together. The life of your friend is more important than your own life. How is this possible that the Creator obliges, because this is what happens in nature. This is the way it is in nature. There is no other thing. The Teva is like Elohim. You were given the opportunity to get to know what it means, what is not, and so that as a result of getting to know what is not, you'll understand what he is. In nature, there are also complete systems in the body that kill cancerous cells. And there are systems in the body that their role is to eradicate them. Moreover, if the body tells a certain cell to kill itself, immediately it realizes. It immediately realizes disorder. It's the same in our body. Why are you looking at me this way? In our body, it's the same. If the general system gives an order, and it gives an order to millions and millions of souls each and every second to kill themselves and to renew themselves, and exchanging and changing. So this is how it happens. It's the life of the system. The goal of the system is an important goal. It's more important than all the other goals. Meaning you have no private life. You don't think about yourself. Your reason, all your actions are outside of yourself, and your I is annulled and is included in all the general system. And you have no thought. This is the way it is in a biological body in our world. This is the way it is in nature and the still vegetative and animate in our world. Only the speaking has the freedom. How? By what? By being taken out of this harmonious system by the ego. And now he has to get to know the ego that takes him out forcefully like an illness, and by curing himself he becomes an integral part in his understandings, not by his sins, but by his understandings. And by this he reaches the divine state, because teva, nature, equals Elohim in Gematria. So he accepts nature and he unites with the system, and it means that he comes to adhesion with the Creator, the purpose of creation. This is the freedom. Well, so this realization has to be the nullification of the system to such an extent that if it tells you to die, you die. This is what Bala Sulam explains to us in Matan Torah. Love another more than yourself. If you have one pillar, you have to give it to him. If you have one of something, you have to give it to him. This is the connection in the system. We don't really say it out loud, openly to everyone, but the law of the system is a person that receives from above the general power of the system. He gives himself over to it. He has no problem. We see people in this world, people included in systems, they're devoted to it and gladly go for death. Death is not the end of the way. There are much greater powers that oblige a person for anything, only for the sake of the system, because we're in it. We're incapable of resisting it. If I enter a system and it says one thing or the other, it can affect me. I realize I'm incapable of not realizing. As a result of this system existing in nature in advance. Yes? Max from the Kiev group is asking, how is it possible to unite the desire of connecting the whole world to us, and along with this to detach ourselves from the seat of the scornful? A man, he has to define for himself the extent to which he wants to be affected by the world and not to be the bestower to the world. I don't really understand this. When I wanted to be a scientist, in the morning I came to the library, and in the evening I went home. I remember myself as a secular guy. Twice a week I had a meeting with a girl. And all the rest of the hours, besides eat, sleep, in the library. And then you do work, you advance. So the library was the place instead of instead of the computer. So I see a person that wants to be detached. What do I have? What is the purpose of the connection? And afterwards, when I got into Kabbalah, what does it mean, detached? You hear news, you hear different rumors about the living world, you read many articles about what is happening in the world, you get into the net, in 10 minutes a day, you know this whole picture. Where also all these liars from all these reporters have prepared for you from whatever they feel like doing, the way they see the world. But it's enough. I don't understand what it means to detach. Each and every one, he's in something of his own. But in the wisdom of Kabbalah, you're not detached, vice versa. You're connected with the whole system because, first of all, you have to reach it and advertise towards it or to it the law according to which the human system exists. You're going to explain to it, guys, you know what is moving you, what kind of a connection you have between yourselves, where did you come from, and how did you incarnate to this current state and what happens in the future. You simply feel a beating from here, from there. You don't know where to escape to. You don't know where this system is leading you to. You come to them. You're tied with them. But it's not that you're affected by them, but you bestow upon them. No, we have to move to the next part of the lesson from tests.